while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include a new manager for the Minnesota Twins, how a local restaurant is stepping up to help those that get SNAP benefits, and a repeat of vandalism against trees in St. Paul. We begin with a violent and deadly confrontation during an attempted car theft in South Minneapolis.
Police are investigating after a man in his 40s was reportedly gunned down while confronting a suspected car thief outside his place of work. Officers responded to the scene in the 2600 block of 32nd Avenue South just before 7 a.m. According to Police Chief Brian O'Hara, the victim was pronounced dead at the scene following a brief struggle.
During that struggle, the victim was shot. About 20 minutes later, the victim was found by a coworker who then called 911.
There are currently no suspects in custody, and police are reviewing surveillance footage from nearby businesses and urging the public to come forward with any information. In South Minneapolis, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Twins have a familiar face returning to manage the ball club.
It's now official. Former bench coach Derek Shelton will be stepping into the role of manager. He was on Rocco Baldelli's staff in his first year as manager in 2019. Shelton returns to the club after a stint managing the Pittsburgh Pirates and will be tasked with rebuilding a team that saw a significant portion of its roster traded away late in a disappointing 2025 season. His familiarity with the organization could be key as the Twins face off-season decisions regarding veteran players. The Twins plan to hold an introductory press conference with Shelton Tuesday at 1 p.m. We plan to carry that live. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some of the Twin Cities' top music organizations are coming together for a concert tonight to benefit those impacted by the Annunciation Church mass shooting. Here's WCCO's Laura Oates.
Donations will benefit school families directly impacted by the tragedy, as well as rebuilding efforts in groups that support community recovery and safety. The evening will feature music from the Minnesota Orchestra, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Contus, Vocal Essence, and a number of choral groups. Two Annunciation students were killed. 29 others were hit by gunfire during a back-to-school mass in the August 27th attack. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot.
A call to action from the Community Emergency Assistance Program in the Twin Cities.
With no end in sight to the federal government shutdown and the end of the food assistance program called SNAP, there is a growing sense of urgency about the well-being of children.
Nobody expected these benefits to disappear this month.
That's Claire Brumback, the president of the Community Emergency Assistance Program, which is partnering with Grace Fellowship in Brooklyn Park to kick off a food drive with non-perishable items and money.
And that also allows us to choose the things we need most and some of those staples that don't often might not come in food drives, and also the perishable items like hamburger and chicken and eggs and things that families want that can't be donated.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
With the elimination of SNAP benefits looming if the government shutdown continues into the weekend, many establishments are stepping up to help those in their community.
Shakopee Bowl is just one of many businesses offering free food in this time of need. No questions asked. Owner Dave Johnson.
So no, we're not going to question anything. Our staff will just know that if somebody asks for a free meal for their child, that'll be no questions asked. They're going to get a hamburger and applesauce and a free drink, and we give that to them.
His decision has nothing to do with politics.
You know, everyone has their views and whatnot, but this is just about helping people and being kind and, you know, helping people that might be in need and being a place that people know that if they need something, come here.
The offer will last until SNAP benefits are restored. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A multi-agency drug bust in northeastern Minnesota reportedly led to multiple people being taken in ICE custody on Wednesday.
It happened at a Hibbing restaurant off East 18th Street and 3rd Avenue East just after noon, where agents from ICE, the DEA, the IRS, and Border Patrol were on the scene to arrest one person for cocaine sales and illegal firearm possession. Following that arrest, a restaurant employee reported that ICE agents subsequently began detaining other individuals lacking proper immigration documents. Authorities have not yet disclosed the total number of people detained. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Country music superstar Morgan Wallen is coming to the Twin Cities.
I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I
Wallen will perform two shows at U.S. Bank Stadium Friday and Saturday nights, April 10th and 11th, as part of his Still the Problem tour. Tickets go on sale next Friday, November 7th. Thomas Rhett will be the opener on Friday, while Hardy will be on Saturday. You can register for pre-sale at stilltheproblem.com. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Governor Tim Walz has ordered a third-party audit of the billing practices of 14 Medicaid services that are deemed to be high risk for fraud in Minnesota.
The Minnesota Department of Human Services has contracted with Optum to flag potentially fraudulent claims. Temporary Commissioner Shireen Gandhi says all payments will go through a pre-review.
If there is something missing, concerning, maybe it's an error, maybe it's fraud, or potentially we think it's fraud, then that's going to take a closer review.
She says the review of payments could result in longer wait times before the providers are paid, but the state, she says, will meet federal rules which require payment within 90 days. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Laura Oakes. Governor Walz has ordered a third-party audit of billing for 14 Medicaid services the state has characterized as high risk for fraud. Payments will be paused for up to 90 days in order to investigate suspicious billing activity and scrutinize the use of public funds. Claims suspected to be improper will be referred to the Office of Inspector General for review and possible investigation. Criminal fraud investigations have already been opened in several other programs, including housing stabilization services, integrated community supports, and early intensive developmental and behavioral intervention, which serves children diagnosed with autism.
The Minnesota hemp industry is bracing for some possible federal changes.
The $200 million industry is facing potential collapse over proposed federal changes to limit THC products. A letter from Attorney General Keith Ellison and 38 other AGs seeks to stop unregulated cross-state internet sales of cannabis, confirming their intent is not to ban legal in-state hemp products, but industry leaders fear losing 95% of their businesses under the new rules. The letter mainly focuses on synthetic THC found in edibles and beverages, which is a rapidly growing market where Minnesota has become a Midwest leader. Businesses are now advocating for an 18-month delay on any changes to properly study the economic impact of the new rules. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
The investigation continues into vandalism of dozens of trees in St. Paul last weekend.
A similar incident occurred near the same area last November. Claire Cloyd with St. Paul Parks and Rec explains what happened on Shepherd Road.
This time we encountered 32 trees that had been sawed at about a foot up from the ground, and the canopies were left hanging on site, and so our foresters worked to kind of clean up the damage that was left, and we'll head back to remove the stumps here as soon as they can.
It's expected to cost $700 to replace each tree.
That's an estimate that we have just when factoring in the materials and the labor and kind of the maintenance that it takes for each tree to go back in the ground.
She said at this point they don't have a funding source identified, but hope to have a replacement plan in place soon. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally today, Minnesota Lynx head coach and president of basketball operations Cheryl Reeve will be inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame next year.
The four-time WNBA coach and two-time executive of the year has led the team to four WNBA championships, the most in league history. She was also head coach for Team USA when they won their eighth gold medal at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Reeve assumed the role of head coach after serving as an assistant coach for multiple championship teams at the international level. The Women's Basketball Hall of Fame is based in Knoxville, Tennessee. The ceremony is slated for June 27th. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. For all of our podcasts or to subscribe to the On The Go, visit us at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.